Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Uptown Beer Garden returns, and it's in a new location this year.
I would never have thought that I would be able to build these bars the way we are now.
And COVID has had a huge impact on how the Beer Garden has been rebuilt this year.
Because 2 years ago, if you would have asked me to operate this during the winter, November, December, I would have laughed at you. Now, the way the world has changed our operations, we now know how to build our bars and how to heat them properly. And people now are able to understand that they can go outside and enjoy themselves at a full restaurant and be sit there comfortably.
People are buying in, so yes. You can do it.
Yes, exactly. It's actually benefited us. One thing that COVID brought was helping the industry, restaurant industry, open people's minds up to the outdoor seating.
But it's not just the outdoor seating. There are bathrooms. They have taken over the indoor space that used to be a 7-Eleven, and there are future plans to also connect to the SEPTA concourse below.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at the brand new Uptown Beer Garden with Teddy Sirius. It's across the street from Love Park. So this is it. You've moved, right?
We've moved one block away from our location.
So why did you move?
Well, last year with COVID, obviously a lot changed in this world, and that was a 60-story building right in the middle of a plaza that people couldn't see us. So we figured we would move a block away where it was much closer to City Hall, much closer to Love Park, and more of a presence of people.
And that was near an office building?
Yeah, that was underneath the Mellon B&Y building in the plaza. And it was fenced in, you couldn't really see in, so we figured it would be much better here where we're much more visible.
And I'm sure after COVID, the occupancy isn't what it was.
So Mellon B&Y's occupancy is probably around 15% right now. So we figured, yeah, unfortunately, it was the COVID, not their fault. So we figured it'd be much better to be here because we don't have to rely on occupancy of the building above.
So you're in this plaza that you fenced in across the street from Love Park, which is right next to this kind of dip into SEPTA. And eventually you're telling me this is going to also be uptown?
Our plan is to go to the lower level where the concourse is. It's completely enclosed with glass and it's open above with these beautiful leaf art pieces that were done by a local artist, believe it or not.
But you look over the edge, there's no way to get down there.
You can't get down there now. So the plan is hopefully by next year we'll have a staircase for us to access the lower level space, and it'll be an addition to Uptown Beer Garden.
This space was like made for like a beer garden-esque type of
Beautiful. It's open to above. All you see is these beautiful high-rise buildings and a lot of cool art. Now there's a lot of trees because we created a beer garden above.
So you've got the beer garden outside, but you also have some indoor space that used to be the 7-Eleven?
Yep, the 7-Eleven space is now ours as well. We are putting bathrooms in there, and we're going to do a full bar restaurant that will be hopefully open by beginning of 2022.
Yeah. You got to get your year straight. It's all 1 year.
We skipped a year because of COVID, so it doesn't matter.
So do you know what you're going to call it? Do you know what the concept is?
We are going to do an extension of Uptown Beer Garden, but we're going to have something really unique and really cool inside. So we're not exactly sure what it's going to be called.
Still working on it?
We're still working on it. Everything's a work in progress.
Coming in the fall.
Yes.
But you are sharing the bathroom and the hand washing space with the beer garden that you're using now.
When we got our permits, we created everything. Our occupancy is going to be including the interior space. So we'll be able to, you know, cross-utilize the bathrooms for that as well.
So, Describe the new Uptown Beer Garden. Is it bigger than it was in the other space?
So it's about 14,000 square feet, which is about 2,000 square foot larger. We took a plaza that was just open to the old 7-Eleven and people walking through. We enclosed it. We brought in a ton of landscape. We created a koi pond, waterfall, two bars, a full large kitchen, cabanas for outdoor seating. We're going to have some Jenga games, an extension closer to City Hall, and obviously beer and food.
We have to talk about the woodworking, too. That really stands out. I understand you do that.
We do it, yeah. So in-house.
No, like you.
I myself love doing it. I love creating these bar tops, these tables, live edge slabs. A lot of them are pine. A lot of them are dark walnut. And me, myself, as a hobby, which I started years ago, started building these things. And then, obviously, over the years, we've started implementing them in our bar tops and in our furniture.
So that's amazing. I mean, I kind of feel like you do restaurants as a place to put your furniture.
Yeah, you know what? That is the excuse I'm going to use from now on. I built restaurants because I'm a woodworker.
The woodworking is beautiful. It really does stand out. So you build it for every place custom.
Yeah, every single place we design it and we build them in-house in place. Depending on the concept, a lot of it is slab or old reclaimed barn wood. We have a really cool place in Reading, PA that we go to that we can source the stuff and then make magic happen with it.
All right, so it is a beer garden, so tell me about the beer.
So we're going to have about 16 on tap to start with. All of the taps will be local beers. We're going to have a lot of local food, so it's a Philadelphia-inspired food menu, and our chef, Craig Myers, is on it. We're going to have a lot of cool, unique Philadelphia draft beers and food. Beer-wise, we have a couple people that just choose our beers, and they're going to like get really creative with the beers that we choose, but everything's going to be local.
And what about the food?
Food, we are going to have a full food menu. It's going to be more like Philadelphia-style cheesesteak based, pork sandwiches, full sit-down menu, a lot of vegan options, a lot of gluten-free options. So we're getting creative. It's going to be changing with the seasons as well. So we have a summertime menu now, and we're going to do something more fallish in the fall.
Has COVID made outdoor spaces a little more year-round? Like, what's the future of Uptown?
Absolutely. So it's funny you say that. I would never have thought that I would be able to build these bars the way we are now, because 2 years ago, if you would have asked me to operate this during the winter, November, December, I would have laughed at you. Now, the way the world has changed our operations, we now know how to build our bars and how to heat them properly. And people now are able to understand that they can go outside and enjoy themselves at a full restaurant and sit there comfortably.
People are buying in, so you can do it.
Yes, exactly. It's actually benefited us. One thing that COVID brought was helping the industry, restaurant industry, open people's minds up to the outdoor seating.
So is this like a year-round thing now?
This is going to be all year-round. Yep, full-time bar restaurant. We are going to be changing the look of it, obviously, with the seasons, but Uptown Beer Garden will be 24/7, 7 days a week, 365.
So that's great that you have the outdoor space and an indoor restaurant that you'll be building in the fall.
Yep, that's it. That was the plan, to bring in the interior space with the exterior space. So by next year, this will be the courtyard of the interior restaurant.
Wow.
We're going to switch it.
That's amazing. And because of the amount of seating you have, you invested in the bathrooms, it looks like.
Yeah, we have, if everybody remembers the old Uptown, we had bathroom trailers, which now we have an actual bathroom footprint inside. So we have 10 bathrooms, ADA accessibility, full, comfortable bathrooms, no issues with trailers or, you know, it's a full bathroom setup.
They look good, I gotta say.
Thank you. It's a relief. We did some really cool things with them, with the interior space.
Yeah, it's nice to, like, have a nice bathroom with a beer garden.
Nice air conditioning. Plenty of places to wash your hands, look in the mirror, and spend some time there. We're not rushing you out of a trailer like we used to.
And it probably won't. Like, I mean,
overflow
or smell. Or
yeah, no. It goes underground, away from where we will never see it again.
Amazing. What are you most looking forward to with this beer garden? With this location?
Honestly, I love that at this location I was able to build the bars and create the landscape that I was unable to do at the previous Uptown. We were really limited to what we were able to build at the other Uptown because of the restrictions of the building. The owner of Two Penn Center is great and allowed us to really build this for a full-time operating beer garden so we can put a koi pond in, we could put our own landscaping in. We weren't, you know, restricted to the things that we can build as before. We weren't able to do that.
And the lighting, of course, that's another beautiful aspect.
Love love lighting. We have fans. We have misters. We're going to have swings. We have cabanas this year. And I think the view was much better.
Weren't you in amidst tall buildings anyway?
I was in the middle of tall buildings, but we could create more with the landscape here at this one.
This space is literally made for you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I'm looking forward to having everybody here and drink with me.
So by the time everybody hears this, you'll be in your soft opening, and your grand opening is you're going to be ready for 4th of July weekend.
4th of July weekend will be our big bang, our big grand opening. Actually, it's funny. Our first year of Uptown Beer Garden, which was 6 years ago, the original one, was also that same exact weekend. So it just falls on the same exact weekend as 6 years ago.
Wow. What have you learned in the past 6 years?
Well, first, I've learned to do everything with permits. So we do that correctly now. We've learned how to operate a full restaurant outside, and I never would have thought that you could do the things you can do outside as you could do inside. And, you know, I've learned that people welcome the outside space, that they love to be outside in the summertime. Not as many people go down the shore as much as they used to, so they want to flock to the city. We're right in the suburbs. These people come from the suburbs because we're right at the stop. They can literally come out of the suburban station or out of the subway and walk right upstairs, and we're right here. So there's no need to drink and drive, thank God. And, you know, people just love to be out in the center city, but feel like they're in the garden area.
If you've got business at City Hall, it's a block away.
Yeah, we have City Hall. We love Park. It's huge. People from tourism want to come and see the Love Statue, and kind of just, you know, there's going to be a pop-up in there as well. So, you know, there's a lot of things going on around here, and I think being in Center City around amongst the buildings, you're somewhere else when you're in Uptown Beer Garden.
Especially bringing in all the greenery. What was the biggest challenge moving here?
So the biggest challenge was cleaning the space up. If anybody knows this courtyard, they know that it was not the cleanest space. There was not a single tree around. So we had to literally build the landscape, running, you know, all the power outside, building the bars. I mean, everything was a challenge, everything. The space was, there was not a single bush or tree around, whereas where we were welcome to trees at the old Uptown. This one, we had to build everything in place. But you know what? I think it's much better because we could design it the way we want, where it makes much more sense.
Well, this summer will be a very different one from last one, huh?
Looking forward to it. I can't wait to see people out and enjoying themselves mask-free, eating and drinking and having fun, as opposed to last year where that wasn't a fact at all. We had to limit 4 people per table. I don't want to get into the old COVID stuff. Nobody wants to talk about it anymore. COVID what?
What a difference a year makes, though, for real.
It's amazing. It's such a relief. I literally, like, I'm a different person this year as I was last year, as opposed to last year.
Well, they said, you know, 4th of July, and look at us.
I know. Finally, they just did something right. It was great. No, but you're right. It's beautiful. I'm glad that everybody, you know, everybody got vaccinated. Everybody's out and enjoying themselves now because everybody followed. You know, we got through it. And we always say we're going to get through this together. And here we are. We all got through it.
Here we are. Nothing better to celebrate with a beer for, right?
I wish I had one right now. So you and I can have one.
Yeah.
Next week we will. Absolutely. We will be drinking next week here in the courtyard.
Teddy Sarias, he's the owner of Uptown Beer Garden, which is now in its new location, just one block over from the old one, across the street from Love Park. Teddy, congratulations. It's beautiful.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being here and experiencing this with us.
And so glad the COVID is... I mean, it's still around, but it's getting better.
Yeah, it's getting... It's going to be much better. Everybody looking forward to seeing you at Uptown Beer Garden 2021.
Thanks, Teddy.
Thank you.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadass Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadass Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carman Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.